Anyone born in the United States is called
American.
Not too many years ago, they had special facilities from schools and public toilets to seats and restaurants and buses for the opposite of whites. What do you call
them? Colored.
Okay. What other terms do you refer to colored people? How else do you refer to colored people?
Nigger.
Okay. If you say nigger, well, if you say nigger or you say nigger, which one of those terms derides or is derogatory toward the colored person?
Nigger, I guess.
Okay. What do you call a child born of a racially mixed marriage, black and white marriage?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know it?
Well, sometimes there's a term for a light-skinned Negro. You know what you call him? You say he's a, because obviously he has white blood in him.
Mixed.
Okay.
He'd be mixed with white.
Okay. If you are of the white race, what do you say that you are? You are?
White.
Okay. People, white people who aren't well off and haven't had a chance at education and the like, especially those that are good for nothing, you know, too lazy to work and so on. What do we call them?
Poor.
All right.
Poor folks.
All right, poor folks. If we don't feel good toward them, you know, we feel like they could do better, what do we call them?
We call them trifle.
Okay. Anything else that we call them?
Trash sometimes.
Trash, okay. Does it make any difference if whether they're town people or country people?
No.
For the term. Do you know anything that Negroes call them? Call trashy people, trashy white people? Do you know anything?
No,
that
I don't.
Okay. Somebody who lives out in the country doesn't know much about town ways and is conspicuous when he gets to town. Of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
country fella.
Okay. If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that then you can go out, and he calls you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
You might, you know you're on the right road, but aren't sure of the distances. You ask somebody, how
far?
If you're pointing out something nearby, you say,
there it is.
Okay. If you're excited about it and you're calling attention to it, and you say, what might you say? Okay. If you want to know how many times, you say, how something do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
Okay. You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. If you agree with him, you say,
no, I'm not.
If he says, I'm not going to vote for him, and you agree, you say,
but I am.
But if you agree with him, you're not going
to. Oh, you're not either.
And so what would you say to him? You'd say, he says, I'm not going to vote for him. And you say,
I'm not going to vote for him either.
Okay. What do you call this part of your head?
Forehead.
Go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
Okay, and a man might be growing a
beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Okay. Which one?
The right one.
Okay, if he were left-handed?
He'd put it behind his left one.
Okay. If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. He's got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay. What part you take?